Hey everybody, it's Ryan here from Concept Crucible, and we're here still at Maker Expo in downtown Kitchener. I have a guest with me today. Can you introduce yourself, sir?
Hey, my name is Ed Kalenko. I'm from Conestoga College, and I'm our director for our Center for Smart Manufacturing.
Oh yeah? What's all that? What's the Center for Smart Manufacturing about?
Well, when you think about making, manufacturing is all about making. It could be in mass quantities, it could be solutions to better people's lives. That's all what manufacturing is about. So from my perspective, being out here to be able to promote our center and to be able to talk to industry people who might have a need to make their businesses better, that's hopefully what we can support through the Center for Smart Manufacturing.
Wonderful. And so that's what you're here today, is promoting the connection between the college and the community.
Exactly. Yeah, so we also have our students from our electronics programs. They're downstairs. They actually have their own, through their IEEE, the Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineers. They have their own makerspace at the college, and they have been creating all kinds of really cool things. So downstairs, they got blinking lights, they got robotic arms, all kinds of really cool stuff that showcases what, again, education these days at the college is all about. It's that apply, that hands-on, the ability to make.
So what are some of the cool projects you've seen the students make in the last couple of years? Like, for example, the robot arm. Tell me about that.
So those students, they formed a group called the Robotics Innovation Group. That was about a year and a half ago or so. A couple of faculty members, Dalibor Dvorsky and Jane Carr, have been helping the students get this group off the ground. They're working on an open source robotics project. They've got the forearm fully configured and controllable. They've got they developed their own sensor glove that allows the robotic arm to mimic human motion. They're now working on the remainder of the full arm, the bicep, etc. Then the 3D printed torso, legs, etc. So that's all future project opportunities that these students are doing, and it's completely outside the curriculum. So this is not required as part of the student studies. They're doing this out of the complete joy of making this project work.
So pretty much they're just taking their passion and running with it.
Absolutely. That's the best way to say it. Passion, passion, passion.
That's amazing. That's one of the themes that's coming out today, is that idea of taking vision, making it a reality, but also being brave enough to actually do it. I mean, it takes a certain amount of... you have to be comfortable with failure, and you have to be comfortable with having to learn and push your own boundaries.
That's right. And again, I even though these are not my students that I'm teaching per se, I'm extremely proud of the fact that these guys are coming out of their shells. These guys are usually the ones that like to be in the back room tinkering, having a good time messing around with electronics and so forth. And here they are today talking to people, explaining what they're doing, getting people excited. We had a group of teachers from a local public school that came out and said, we're looking for people that can bring science to life for our science classes. Could you help us? And again, our students are like, sure, this is something we can help you with. So again, that spirit of giving back to the community is already present in our students, and not even graduates yet. So it's looking forward to seeing what these guys can accomplish once they're in the industry.
Well, and speaking of that, one interesting thing we talked about earlier today is that there's in some sense, a closing of the loop. There are some exhibitors here that are running launching successful startups that were students to begin with.
That's right. So I bumped into a number of them. One of them, Steve Campbell from Grobo. He's actually downstairs peddling their new product in terms of an automated growing system. Again, great fit for him because he was definitely into the design, the promotion, the PR side, coming out of our IT Innovation and Design program. And here he is living his dream. So it's great to see that. And again, coming back and supporting that maker community. Really, really cool.
Wonderful. All right, just before we let you go, any final thoughts on the day? What are your thoughts on Maker Expo 2016?
Fabulous. I love the concept. Again, it's important for Conestoga to be here because out of the three main educational institutions, I think we can have a legitimate stake in saying we're all about the application of our education to the world of making. It's applied learning, and we bring it to life, and you can see some of the results downstairs. So.
All right, thank you very much for stopping
by.
Thanks
for the opportunity to chat.
All right, take care.
All right.